Stugatz here for Advance Auto Parts. These days, it's good to be prepared, and that includes your vehicle. That's why Advance Auto Parts has free vehicle battery testing and installation with no appointment needed. Batteries start at just $79.99. They'll also have curbside pickup on any order. Enter the code DAN20 when you buy online to save 20% on your order. Advance your auto at Advance Auto Parts and participating CarQuest locations. See stores for details. Here's your SportsCenter update. The Major League Baseball Players Association has delayed their vote on the league's 60-game proposal due to Commissioner Rob Manfred making tweaks to the offer. Manfred offered cancel expanded playoffs and the universal designated hitter for 2021 if a full season isn't played in 2020. Dak Prescott plans to sign his $31.4 million exclusive franchise tender from the Cowboys by today. And finally, more than 25,000 have signed a change.org petition to change the name of Columbus to Flavortown in honor of native celebrity chef Guy Fieri. For all the latest headlines and information, tune in to SportsCenter on ESPN Radio all throughout the day.
So there has been an update after a week-long raging war about whether it is acceptable or not to pee in the shower, and 80% of our people saying that they do pee in the shower. A Ryan Seward writes in, according to some research, if you pee in the shower every day for a year, you will save roughly 1,000 gallons of water. That is 209 billion gallons a year saved if every adult American would just join the rest of us and pee in the shower. I did not have this being an environmental issue, but it's true. You're going to be wasting all sorts of water every time you flush the toilet.
And saving all kinds of money, right? I mean, apparently, right?
I don't believe that there's a whole lot of money being saved on the toilet flushing. I don't believe. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't think this is a big sum of money. I don't know what your water bill is, but I don't think mine is as high as it is simply because of the toilet flushing. So
you're probably right.
Do you know what your water bill is? Like, do you know what your water bill situation is?
Because I know I feel like every single month I'm paying way too much for water. That's what I know. I mean,
you pay every single month? Because my bill comes in like every 3 months.
Yeah, I pay every month.
I mean, okay. I don't think you guys handle your bills when it comes to the water.
Well, I'm not even pretending I do.
Yeah, I know.
I wasn't even, but I think he is. I'm not, I do not dare.
There was a bit of a red flag there, but I don't know how they get down in Jacksonville where you commute from.
All I can tell you is what my water bill was, you know, 25 years ago in Pembroke Pines when I used to go to the mailbox, but I haven't checked my own mail in a quarter of a century.
Really?
Yeah. I mean,
who handles getting the mail? Because I think you still own several properties that maybe you don't manage. Is there, are there just stacks of mail overflowing?
No, there are no stacks of mail.
There probably is somewhere, but you don't like a nice stroll out to the mailbox. It's so exciting. It gives you something to do, especially during a pandemic and during quarantine. Like, going to the mailbox is like vacation.
Vacation? Yeah. No. It is a nightmare. What am I going to do with all these boxes? I have to break all these boxes down. My garbage is overflowing because during a pandemic, I am so uncomfortable with the amount of waste the Ruiz family generates. Juliet included, because baby poop was not something I saw being a mountain of problem.
Does she poop like a lumberjack? Are you startled every time she poops that much comes out of a baby?
I mean, I'm startled. I'm equal parts startled and just, you know, happy that she's apparently very healthy.
That is a sign of health?
I mean, her poops are looking pretty healthy.
Okay. Thank you for sharing that.
I mean, it's Father's Day.
With us, right. Yes.
But I should provide an update.
Put it on the poll, Guillermo, at Lebatard Show. Should you go to Cruisin' Chubby's Gentleman's Club in Wisconsin during a pandemic? The reason I ask that question is because there has been an unsurprising outbreak of the coronavirus at Cruisin' Chubby's Gentleman's Club in Wisconsin. And it just sounded really sad to me. All of those words together. This has been a sad month. It's been a sad month, okay? Yeah. But I don't know if I've been as sad as I was imagining people marching into Cruisin' Chubby's Gentleman's Club in Wisconsin, where they are promptly met with the coronavirus.
Low point for you?
I mean, it was pretty bad. Yeah. Now, speaking of the coronavirus, is anyone concerned that we get more positive tests in an ACC weight room around here than they get everywhere overseas? the Dallas Cowboys have already been hit by this. Like, is anyone else concerned that we seem to, that America seems to be Cruisin' Chubby's Gentleman's Club in Wisconsin? Everywhere you go, you're going to run into disease.
You might have missed this. Over the weekend on Friday, news broke that Clemson alone, the athletic department alone, had 28 positive cases, and somewhere in the neighborhood of 23 being just the football team positive coronavirus cases. Now, wherever you stand on, there's data to support whether or not the virus is indeed weakening and it's mutated into a weaker strain. Let's just view this through the prism of being sports fans. Regardless of the severity, a positive test means whoever is playing for your team can no longer play for your team until they receive a negative test and adhere to all the requirements of said league's protocol. So, in that event, we should be deeply troubled by the amount of positive tests just from a sporting perspective, because it doesn't matter if Giannis has the sniffles or if Giannis is asymptomatic. Giannis tests positive, and if you've seen the numbers out of Orange County, they're concerning. Giannis is out for 2 weeks, and so are the Bucks.
Yeah. Orange County does not seem like an appropriate place to be hosting an NBA playoff right now, right? Like, players are concerned about that, and they should be. And the numbers continue to spike there. Record highs on a daily basis.
What I am saying is true. This is not a joke. The Clemson football team is responsible over 1 week for more positive tests than you've seen in all of Europeans' top-flight soccer leagues.
Look, man, we've handled this stuff very poorly. I think everyone knows that it's been handled very poorly, and there's been a surge here recently to, you know, we're built on the dollar, man, and America is afraid. What you feel shaking at the core of America right now is if we don't have the dollar, then what the hell do we have? We've got nothing but chaos. Like, and so there's been a push to get the dollar back, to fix the economy, no matter what, even if there's the cost of, hey, the nursing home people are going to die. Like, that's been something that's happening. Florida embarrasses me with this incredible push where they're welcoming all dollars here. And now you sort of, when you open the gates like that, Stugatz, right, and this is a unbelievably Herculean task that the NBA has, and that the NBA is partnering with ESPN on, and Disney World. If Disney World is not uniquely equipped to keep this out, then what the hell is? And it's really difficult to get the logistics of this down, even with ESPN's help as your corporate partner, and even with we run the world's most manicured playground every day. Our world-famous money-making playground, the Disney Park, is uniquely qualified for this. And this is still an unholy, unholy mess of a task.
It got tennis. It got golf. A player tested positive on the PGA
Tour.
It
got the NHL. It yes. got the Phillies.
Yes.
I mean, that sport's fighting about whether or not they should return, and the Phillies are closing a team facility. The Lightning had a bit of an outbreak as well. This is deeply concerning because, look, the argument for the return of sports is simply a financial one in this country. Because based on merit, when you compare it to what the other countries have done to get back, we are failing.
I mean, it's all it is, though. You just need to understand and see this part clearly. Like, the only reason any of this is going on is because everybody wants their money. Otherwise, the smart thing is just bail on these seasons for a while. Like, everybody get inside so we can get this thing done with already, as opposed to what we're doing now, which is we're inviting it back. We're inviting this thing back.
Honestly, the NHL is working with Canada, and it looks as though they have the all clear to have a Canadian city be a hub city. We should genuinely look at exporting these leagues to other countries, because it's not the testing. They're doing massive amounts of testing for these leagues to get back and adhere to the standards that those countries require. This is a tremendous problem, especially in Florida.
We are going to have Marty Smith at 11:30 Eastern, and we've got Jamel Hill at noon Eastern. We're going to talk more about peeing in the shower next.
We're all living in a time of high stress and anxiety. And while there are many ways people have found solace and maintained sanity during this time, going for brief walks, hikes, and runs outside, with the proper social distancing precautions, of course, has been a great outlet. So, if that's how you're choosing to get away from things for a bit, then Allbirds has something that might help. Introducing the Tree Dasher from Allbirds, the world's first performance running shoe made from premium natural materials that are engineered to perform. FSC-certified eucalyptus fiber uppers and ZQ-certified merino wool deliver superior comfort and flexibility. And the proprietary sugarcane-derived sweet foam soles have been reworked into a dual-density midsole optimized for cushioning, energy return, and stability. Allbirds also printed the Dasher's carbon footprint right on the shoe, so you know its impact on the planet. They've made the environment a stakeholder in their business. Because when the planet wins, we all win. With the new Allbirds Tree Dasher, feel confident knowing that you can run hard and tread light on the planet. Find your pair at Allbirds.com today.
Did you know Geico's now offering an extra 15% credit on car and motorcycle policies? That's 15% on top of what Geico could already save you. So what are you waiting for? Your teenager to help around the house?
Okay, Mom, I emptied the dishwasher, vacuumed the basement, and folded the sheets out of the dryer.
Wait, what?
Oh, and next, I'm going to clean Mitten's litter box.
Are we in some kind of prank show or something? That's a camera, isn't it?
There's never been a better time to switch to Geico. Save an extra 15% when you switch by October 7th. Limitations apply. Visit geico.com for details.
ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. Cars, homes, boats, motorcycles, RVs, and more at progressive.com. Clean nose, healthy life. Make good nasal hygiene your new normal. Go to Navage.com. That's NAVAGE.com. You'll love that clean nose feeling. Dan, it's time for Straight Talk. It is brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless.
So Marty Smith is going to join us here in about 15 minutes, and Jamel Hill is going to join us at noon Eastern to give us her viewpoint on the last month and last night of the ESPYs, because I am curious how it is that she observed what it is that happened there after her show got nuked through some unpleasantness here at ESPN. Be pretty nice to have them here right now, Jamel Hill and Michael Smith, talking about these things, because they certainly gave us a lot of awareness of what was happening before. So we will have Jamel on at noon.
The six.
Thank you, Stugat.
Sure.
Before we get to Marty Smith, though, and some sound of him being annoyed on SportsCenter last night. You guys laugh because you hear him do the six and get in there and just offer nothing.
Offer the six.
Offer nothing other than the nickname of the show, The Six, which I can't imagine he was watching a whole lot.
What do you mean?
I just can't imagine that you were watching it a whole lot. That's
a bit
all.
Unfair. It's SportsCenter at 6 o'clock. I mean, I'm always watching.
All right. Fair enough. But this is a real thing that just happened to me. Okay. It just happened to me with Stugatz, lest you think that this is something of an act, okay? I left the room, This cramped little room with Stugatz. I walked outside, and as I was walking out, he was muttering about some news story that he was reading on NASCAR. He was muttering about it, and then what he shouts at me is, and it had a little hostility in it, "Hey, Dan, that's some action from the 82-year-old king of NASCAR. How about that? That was some action." What is the action you were talking about as you referred to Richard Petty as the king by his nickname?
Well, I was telling you the news that Richard Petty is indeed going to Talladega today. He's 82. He has not been to a race since the COVID pandemic has started, in large part because of his age, and he's uncomfortable going to races. But he felt the need, even with COVID-19 still out there, he felt the need to go there to stand in support and be supportive of Bubba Wallace. And so he will be out there today. And when I told you the news, which I feel like, you know, that's big news, that's not talk. That is an 82-year-old man who is putting his health at risk.
The king. It's the king.
And he is going out there to stand side by side with Bubba Wallace. And I think that's big news. And you seemed to poo-poo it. And I started yelling at you.
I didn't poo-poo
hey,
it.
It's the king.
I didn't poo-poo it. I was just sort of tuning you out the way that I always do. On my way to the bathroom, is he, Bubba Wallace, forgive my ignorance here, is he part of the Richard Petty team, or is this just Richard Petty going out there on behalf of NASCAR as a symbol, for, as you say, the king, or is he actually the overlord of the Bubba Wallace, experience at NASCAR?
It's a good question. I don't have the answers for it. I only read the tweet, but I'll look it up.
No, Billy's got the answer for it. Billy, what do you have here?
He drives the 43 car. It's Richard Petty's car. Richard Petty was also part of the decision when they did the Black Lives Matter paint scheme. So Richard Petty's been involved in all of this.
Buddy is physically showing up there to show support, 82 in the middle of a pandemic, to stand side by side with the guy who's on his team, with Bubba Wallace. So I think that's a big story. I mean, the king is stepping up. That is some action, Dan.
But I feel like you just wanted to shout the king at me angrily.
Oh, I did.
Which you did. Yeah. Now, Marty Smith is also angry. He's emotional. And Marty loves NASCAR. And Marty thinks of NASCAR as being an overwhelmingly kind community.
Just on the Richard Petty stuff, it's actually a big deal because I found an article from 2015 where Richard Petty considered discussion around removal of the Confederate flag from the races as a passing fancy, something that'll be a talking point for a week or two, and he sort of just dismissed the whole thing. So this is a big admission from Richard Petty that something needs to change.
And so what is going on in NASCAR? Has Marty Smith – what Marty Smith sounds here on top of angry – like. What I hear here, what many of you hear here, will be anger. And because it's weird coming from Marty Smith, he's just a cartoon character of delight. We all love being around him. But what I think it really is he's hurt. Like, he is hurt. So listen to this.
I hope that you are so ashamed of yourself. I hope that you realize that that is someone's dignity. And that is someone's positioning in this sport, who has earned his place by talent and by hard work, and he stood up for something that he believed, and he asked for help from other people who believe similarly. You're not just hurting one or two people, whomever you are. You're hurting a whole lot of people who have made the decision that it's damn sure time to go be better. And it pisses me the hell off. And it pisses everybody else in the sport off who care. Who care not only for Bubba, but for every single person that he is standing up for.
Put it on the poll, Guillermo, at Lebatard Show. Have we reached a dangerous place in America when Marty Smith has to be bleeped on SportsCenter?
That is Straight Talk. It is brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise.
Marty Smith next.
Here's your SportsCenter update. The Major League Baseball Players Association has delayed their vote on the league's 60-game proposal due to Commissioner Rob Manfred making tweaks to the offer. Manfred offered cancel expanded playoffs and the universal designated hitter for 2021 if a full season isn't played in 2020. Jesus. The only thing more boring than their game is their negotiations. Let's go already. Dak Prescott plans to sign his $31.4 million exclusive franchise tender from the Cowboys by today. $31.5 million. Pretty good.
I mean, he wants more than that per year.
He'll get more. I mean, it's crazy. And finally, an estimated 31 million Americans skip breakfast every day. I'm one of them. For all the latest headlines and information,
you also skip the K.
I really do. I was waiting for it, Michael. Thank you. For all the latest headlines and information, tune in the Sports Center on ESPN Radio all throughout the day. Ain't it?
Dirt Boy 326 is letting me have it. Really, oh, Lebatard. Really, one complete bleep hole puts a noose in Bubba's area, and all of NASCAR is rotten and racist. I did not say that. I don't know where you heard that or how you heard that. NASCAR's history.
Perhaps the first segment where you just called it NASCAR as opposed to an individual, potentially.
NASCAR?
Oh. Yeah, like I can understand this person's point. They're obviously heated.
Let's bring in Marty Smith, because you put a noose in someone's garage after the week that we've had and the month we've had in America. You basically deserve every criticism that comes your way when you have the most horrific act that we are witnessing from among these sports teams, the most racist of acts.
But in the absence of all the facts right now, I think Mike's point is we can't just put it on NASCAR.
Fair enough. And I wasn't putting it on NASCAR. NASCAR is a good wordplay, though, given the controversy.
No, it's an awful one. And let's just
put it on the poll at Lebitard Show. NASCAR, terrible wordplay or good wordplay?
This has been the longest show of my life.
It's half over and you're already spent. You've been a mess today. So Marty Smith is with us now and he's bothered and he's hurt. And thank you for joining us, Marty. What is fair and what's not fair about what NASCAR is getting today?
First of all, I love you guys. I don't agree at all that you can blanket the sport. One thing that's a little disappointing for me in all of this and what we're all witnessing and seeing is how we, I guess it must be human nature, tend to blanket things. And NASCAR's not all racist, man. And the sport has made tremendous strides to be better and be more inclusive and be more in tune and progressive with racial equality. We've seen that. And that's one reason this is so bad. Such a just despicable act. Because any progress that the sport made in the minds and thought processes of anyone who had any question about the sport, if somebody was like, well, okay, they're trying, they did their moment of silence,
hold on, Marty, you're in a field and you're going in and out. I don't know what you can do with your phone to help us out there, but your phone connection is something that is going to be distracting for 10 minutes. He sounds hurt, doesn't he, Stugatz?
That's because he is hurt. I think he saw some progress, and I wanted to ask Marty, he didn't think this was all going to change that quickly. There were going to be ridiculous, stupid acts here along the way by people who are so used to having it their way for so long. I'm not saying I expected this, but I expected something.
Well, it's just getting started. They've got the race today. That's where he is. He's in a field somewhere outside of Talladega.
But I know, but even the most optimistic of us, and Marty is certainly one of those people, is very optimistic. There's no way that anyone could have expected erasing 100 years of NASCAR in 2 weeks. I didn't think that was an expectation people had.
NASCAR has it. The baggage that NASCAR has, Marty, has been earned. It's deserved.
Okay, is my signal better?
Yes, much better. Thank you.
Okay, I'm sorry about that, guys. I want to finish what I was saying first before we get to the earned or whatnot. That's the problem here, is that anyone who wanted to say I told you so now has all the ammunition they need. This sport hasn't made those strides. This sport said it had, but now look. And that's why my hope and my prayer is that it's a third-party individual who did this. It's not someone who has an annual credential. It's not a crew member, or it's not an official, or it's not someone that's directly involved in the sport. Now, moving forward to what they've earned or not earned, all I can tell you is this. Have there been Confederate flags at the racetrack during my career? Yes. But there's been Confederate flags in Talladega and in Sonoma, California, and in Loudoun, New Hampshire, and all these other places. So don't blanket it in the South. Don't do that crap, because that ain't right. And I want to make sure that people understand how hard the sport has tried. They're trying. And here's the facts. This is to me the truth. This is my opinion, but this is the truth. In the past, maybe NASCAR tries to just kind of put this under the rug, kind of say, okay, let's handle this internally, because Bubba never saw it. Bubba Wallace never saw the noose. One of his crew guys saw it, reported it. It went to the NASCAR executive level. Their senior executive staff had a meeting and said, we're going to announce this. and we're going to announce that whomever did this, we're going to find you, we're going to remove you. In the past, can I unequivocally say they would have done the same thing, knock and off? So I think that is progress. But it's just so sad to me, and I hate it for Bubba. It's disgusting that he has to deal with this type of thing. And I will say that Richard Petty, who has not been to the racetrack since COVID because he's 82 years old, is coming today. He's getting on an airplane, and he's coming down here, and he's going to stand in solidarity beside Darrell, and he's doing that because I'm told that Petty's statement was this to his team: the most important thing for me right now is hugging my driver. Of course, Bubba drives Richard Petty's number 43 car. And I think that his peers today are going to do the same thing. So this is awful. It's deplorable. It's disgusting. Whatever word you want to choose. But I think that the sport is committed. Can it erase 72 years of this and that? No. We can't erase history. History's history. But we can try. And I'm so glad that the sport is trying, despite what we saw yesterday, which just infuriates me.
What do you do with this from Bomani Jones? He writes on Twitter, "I hope NASCAR, the entity, knows the fight it's in, because NASCAR is trying to say we aren't a racist sport, and a bunch of racists are saying, says who? They coddled those entitled clowns for too long. It's going to take a real fight to get rid of them."
Well, I think it is going to take a fight. I mean, I don't think this is a decision that you try to facilitate and it just is easy. No, I mean, I don't think that's an easy decision at all. It wasn't an easy decision to make it. It took a race car driver of color to be so adamant and put so much on his shoulders to stand up and say, this is enough. And then on top of that, it took uber well-respected white drivers to say, "I stand with you. I don't stand behind you. I stand beside you." That's guys like Jimmy Johnson, guys like Kevin Harvick, the Busch brothers, etc. First ballot Hall of Famers in this sport. So is it going to be easy? No. Somebody had a put a deuce in his garage area. Like, I can't believe this. I can't believe this. And whoever it is, whether they were trying to make a statement, whether they were trying to be funny, whatever the hell they were doing, they ought to be ashamed. And with all the cameras in that garage, I know NASCAR's working right now. They're watching these surveillance videos. They're interviewing people, trying their best to figure out who this is. And I hope they can do it swiftly. And I so hope that it's a third-party individual that's not a core person in that garage.
Have you heard any good theories on this, or is everything irresponsible? Like, no. It's hard to do the reporting when you're outside, right, Marty?
It's hard to do the reporting if I'm standing in the garage, much less outside. But I have been in contact with a lot of people this morning who have told me that they're just not going to tolerate it, man. They're not going to take it. And, like, I really appreciate Bomani. He has sent me the nicest notes throughout this entire thing, which has been very difficult to make sure that you're relaying the correct information passionately and honestly. And it's going to be a difficult fight. I mean, there was a group riding up and down the highway in front of the racetrack this week, flying their flags. And then we saw the guy who got in the crop duster and flew over the racetrack yesterday with the banner. And so it's not going to be a simple fix. But the track told me yesterday that everybody that they saw who came through the gates as a paying customer adhered to what NASCAR's asking of them. Now, that's a very small sample size, guys. There were 5,000 people invited yesterday. I don't even know if 5,000 came. It was a very hot day where you're forced to wear a mask and social distance and all that stuff for COVID. But what they told me is the people that they saw, they weren't wearing the Confederate flag. They weren't flying it. So I was really filled up by that. And then you get in bed last night, and your phone starts going berserk because someone has done this. It gives so much ammunition to people who don't want to believe that the effort for progress. There's a lot of good people in this garage, and it's so frustrating to me that we can be blanketed like this.
Marty, will today's coverage change at all? Meaning, will you still be in a field? The story has shifted. It has changed, and it seems like you should have access to report on something this serious.
No, it's health stuff. No.
Look, man, here's the deal. I said this a moment ago on television as well. This is the 18th year that I have covered this sport. And the vast majority of those years, I was there every single weekend, in the garage from Thursday evening until Sunday evening. Now, I have not been as immersed in recent years. I have been certainly since COVID-19, since they came back a month ago from the coronavirus halt. I've been at every race but two. And I have not gotten closer than I am right now. I'm probably 150 yards from the grandstands right now. I have gotten no closer than that. So that gives you an idea. They're working at about one-third of the normal bodies in the garage area. Fans aren't allowed in there. Typically, here at Talladega especially, there would be thousands of fans in there. Motorhomes and fans who are walking the track before the race and all of that. None of those people are in there. It is basically crew guys, people working on the cars and the teams. It is NASCAR officials and executives. It is security, law enforcement, and fire. And it is like people that are there to clean, the cleaning folks. So that's kind of who you're looking at here. And so I haven't had access, Stu. I'm not going to be given access because of COVID-19. And so I'm standing right here 150 yards from the grandstand.
All right, we got to go. We're out of time, but you got to find out why the Masters doesn't have squirrels. You got to find out who did the noose, and wasn't there something else? Wasn't there something else that he was supposed to find out for us? Marty, thank you for making the time.
Cam Newton, why Jerry Richardson's statue came down. That's I'm right. still working on it.
Yeah. All right, get on it. Get back to us. Yeah. Thank you.
But have your priorities.
Yes, please.
ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. Today is for doing, and today Liverpool will have to continue to wait. It's been 30 years since our babysitter, Liam's favorite football team, clinched the top of the English Premier League table. They had a chance to do it in a home game at Anfield versus Anfield. That's easy. Anfield. There's nothing tricky about that. It's just Anfield versus ninth place Crystal Palace on Wednesday. If they won on the road against 12th place Everton at Goodison Park yesterday.
Goodison.
Unfortunately for them, they played to a 0-0 tie. That's always unfortunate. So now for Liverpool to win the league on Wednesday, second place Manchester City must lose their home game versus 11th place Burnley at the Etihad today.
Etihad.
Which hasn't been done in 47 years. Wow. Otherwise, Liverpool would potentially be league champions sitting on their couches watching Manchester City lose on the road to fourth place Chelsea at Stamford Bridge on Thursday. Today is for doing. It's brought to you by the Home Depot with everything you need to do projects smarter, faster, and easier. Welcome to today's Home Depot, how doers get more done.
Put it on the poll, Guillermo, at Lebatard Show. Is a 0-0 tie always unfortunate? Put on the poll, are you having a good show when you have to bump the guest who is coming on to talk about an NBA owner's mafia ties? At Lebatard Show, because we've got to bump him and we'll get him on Henry Abbott next week. But, hey, the owner of the Rockets, I know there's a lot going on in America right now, but the owner of the Rockets, there's a long family history with mafia ties that is kind of amazing.
Seems like an easy story today.
We've got to bump it.
We were trying to lighten it up.
That is. We were trying to make it a little lighter.
Corner man recklessly puts his fighter in danger. Who knows what could have happened? The Confederate flags abound.
A noose. Jamel Hill is going to join us here in 10 minutes. Mike, I'm putting you in an unfair position here with a minute and a half left.
Really? I know exactly what you're going to do, and I'm telling you, just talk about the AFC East.
This is the first unfair position you're putting Mike in?
Hard at that one.
Wait a minute. No. You volunteered something during the break.
You did, Mike.
Mike, we don't have enough show here today. We've got Jermell Hill. We've got Stu Gantz's Weekend Observations. I do not want to get too far removed by what you revealed during the break, but I also want to give you enough context to explain it.
It's so amazing, I'd be willing to bump Weekend Observations till tomorrow because that's how ridiculous it is.
I'm spending hundreds of dollars in a solo effort to keep NASCAR afloat because I truly believe they're trying to do the right thing, a right thing that's going to alienate their fan base and cost them a lot of money. So I figure if I buy a bunch of blue deuce hats, I'm doing my part. But they're making it really hard to be the guy that keeps getting NASCAR packages delivered to his house without someone starting to question their motives.
If I tell people today,
I bought so many Bubba Wallace shirts.
But today being the day that you support NASCAR by trying to keep the industry afloat, it's not a great time. I was screaming
throughout the house yesterday. Father's Day, I'm so excited about this. I'm bummed that there's a delay, and it's just getting really hard to be the guy to get in at the ground floor with a new reborn NASCAR.
Mike is actually trying to do the right thing while NASCAR does the right thing and everything blows up in everyone's face.
We're all living in a time of high stress and anxiety. And while there are many ways people have found solace and maintained sanity during this time, going for brief walks, hikes, and runs outside, with the proper social distancing precautions, of course, has been a great outlet. So, if that's how you're choosing to get away from things for a bit, then Allbirds has something that might help. Introducing the Tree Dasher from Allbirds, the world's first performance running shoe made from premium natural materials that are engineered to perform. FSC-certified eucalyptus fiber uppers and ZQ-certified merino wool deliver superior comfort and flexibility. And the proprietary sugarcane-derived sweet foam soles have been reworked into a dual-density midsole optimized for cushioning, energy return, and stability. Allbirds also printed the Dasher's carbon footprint right on the shoe, so you know its impact on the planet. They've made the environment a stakeholder in their business. Because when the planet wins, we all win. With the new Allbirds Tree Dasher, feel confident knowing that you can run hard and tread light on the planet. Find your pair at Allbirds.com today.